Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you. Hop on this train and let's talk a while. This story is easy on the ears. Doesn't have many hard words in it. But it'll make you think, and I think it's kind of funny, too. So I got a text from my friend today. He's an old friend of mine. His name is George. We've known each other since our first day of school. We were 5 years old and didn't know anybody in the class yet. But we played together that first day, and I still remember what we played. After all these years, we were pretending to be on a boat that was under a shark attack. And I would say, "There's a shark coming, watch out." And George would say, "I feel like going for a swim." And he'd pretend to jump in the water, get down on his belly on the ground, and then he'd scream and jump back up with his arms hidden inside his shirt. And just repeat that over and over with small changes here and there. We laughed so hard. It's amazing I can still remember how funny that was to me as a 5-year-old. After that, we became best friends. We spent most of our time together. We really did go swimming together. We climbed trees, played ball. We played in the rain, we watched TV, we ate lunch together at school, and on weekends, either I went to George's house or he came to mine, where his parents or my parents served us dinner, usually pizza, and in the morning, we ate breakfast together. That was usually cereal and milk. When we grew up, we were still good friends, but we didn't see each other as often. Maybe we'd see each other at Christmas, but mostly we lived our own lives. And now it's probably been 10 years since we talked. Until today, when he sends me this video. After 10 years, George sends me a text message with a link to a YouTube video. It just showed up on my phone from my old best friend, George. I was really excited to see what it might be. But when I saw it, well, I was a little confused. See, it's a video of a cat and a dog sleeping together on a farm. It's really, really cute. The dog is a lot bigger than the cat. That's kind of funny. And they're sleeping outside in the sun. Their eyes are closed. They seem at peace. Though it was a very cute video, I was not sure why he sent it to me. It was a pretty normal, cute animal video. There are millions of videos like it. I watched the video several times, trying to understand why he sent it. I watched it, I would say, about 10 times. While I was watching it, I thought about all the things we used to do together. We used to read books to each other. We went on long walks in the woods. We played games together. That didn't help. Then I thought about cats and dogs. Usually, cats and dogs don't like each other much, but these two clearly did. George and I, we didn't always agree on everything, but we never got in fights. We never seemed like two different animals. We were happy with one another just about all the time. So was George trying to say that he was like a dog and I was like a cat? See, I always had pet cats, but his family didn't have pets, so no dogs or cats for him. No birds or fish or any other animals either. So I guess I think I'm more like the cat, and he's more like the dog. Maybe he has a lot of dogs now. Maybe his house is just full of dogs. But it wasn't very clear. It wasn't clear at all. I watched the video again. The dog was wearing clothes. It had a shirt on. But the cat was not wearing any clothes. What did that mean? No idea. I thought a long time about what I should say to him, and I wrote a message that I changed many times. Finally, I decided just to tell him that, though I liked the video, I didn't know why he sent it. My actual text was, "So cute. Why did you send me this?" He texted me back, and his text said, "It reminded me of us, because the dog and cat are such good friends." Is it really that simple? I asked myself. No way. Can't be. So I texted him again. I wrote, "Ha ha, that's sweet. Do you think of me as the dog or the cat?" He texted right back, "You're the dog, Carl. I'm the cat," with a smiling face beside it. I still don't know why he thinks that. I mean, I don't mind being the dog or the cat, and I think he's just trying to be nice. I just wish I knew why he thought that. I wish I knew what he was thinking. I just don't know what to say. What do you think I should say? Well, that's all for today, folks. We'll see you next time here on Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.